What if your portfolio was headed off course and you didn't even know it? Today, we talk tracking error, the subtle signal that helps tell you when your investments are straying from the plan. I'm Jen Blaha, Director of Investment Intelligence here at Allspring Global Investments, and welcome to Spring Talk. Today, I'm joined by John Campbell, Senior Portfolio Manager and Head of the Systematic Core Equity Team. John, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I think I'm generally in the minority with my excitement about talking about investment risk. But I think today I'm in like-minded company with you, John. So I'm excited to hear your perspective from a portfolio manager on this. But let's just ease into this. So when investors are asked their risk tolerance, what we're really trying to get at is how much volatility or uncertainty they're willing to take on with their investments. And there are a number of ways to articulate this and measure this, but one thing that you and I look at is tracking error. And I wondered if you could explain to people what tracking error is and why is it so critical for investors to understand for both passive and active equity strategies?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So just for a definition, tracking error is basically the performance deviation between a portfolio and its benchmark. And this is a good measure to help you understand the risk that a strategy is taking or the consistency of performance over time. So it really gives a good snapshot of information about the volatility of a given strategy. I do want to point out a couple of nuances around tracking error. And one is that you can look at tracking error either in an ex post or an ex ante manner. So ex post tracking error is simply just looking at a past performance, the stream of returns, and looking at what the actual realized deviation was. That's great. But when we're talking about tracking error for the most part in either active management or direct indexing, we're talking about ex-ante tracking error or a forecast of predicted tracking error. So that means you have to have some means of making that forecast, and we usually use a risk model. So it's important to have the right tools to forecast tracking error. But I also want to make the point that tracking error is just one metric, and it's really meant to describe a potential distribution of outcomes. And so what do I mean by that? So tracking error is basically just looking at the one standard deviation of returns relative to a benchmark. And so because it's a statistical measure, you have to think about this distribution. Or if you think of it in the normal distribution terms, for example, if you're looking at a strategy with a predicted tracking error of 1%, then you can interpret that to mean over the course of the year, about two-thirds of the time, you would expect your results to fall within plus or minus 1% of the benchmark. Additionally, looking at a three-standard deviation event, so 99% of the time, you would expect the portfolio with a 1% predicted tracking error to fall within plus or minus 3% of the benchmark. So it's important to remember it's one statistic, and it can go in both directions.
So, John, you mentioned direct indexing there, and that is something that has seen a lot of rapid market growth over the past couple years. And what that product does is not only taking into consideration the risk and having a lower tracking error to its benchmark, but it's also trying to maximize that tax alpha. And so there's a bit of a tug of war there between the risk and the alpha piece of this. So as the portfolio manager of our direct indexing products, how do you generally balance out that tug of war between those? Or how do you think that portfolio managers think about that?
So this is a very, very important topic. And I guess the most important thing is this is starts out with a conversation between a client and their advisor and us. And it's all about understanding what the client's risk tolerance is. So once we know what the client's risk tolerance is or their limits of acceptable tracking error, then we can use that. And in the ongoing management of our direct indexing portfolios, our goal is going to be stay within the limit, try to reduce tracking error when possible, but also take advantage of the volatility inherent in markets and loss harvest where we can. So as you say, it's a tug of war. It's a bit of a balancing act. I do want to just point out a couple of things about our direct indexing offering. And that is, we offer two different types of tax management, what we call standard and enhanced. And in our standard offering, the typical tracking error target or limit is about 1%. And in the enhanced tax loss harvesting strategy, we'll allow tracking error to go up to 2%. And so with that wider tracking error bound, that gives us more opportunities to harvest losses along the way. I'll also mention that many times a direct indexing account is funded by securities that the client already owns. And so they're bringing to us a portfolio that already has some embedded capital gains. And so a really important part of the process at the beginning is for us to do an analysis, a transition analysis, and provide the client and their advisor a menu of choices or several scenarios of that trade-off between tracking error and taxes. And so the client gets to choose how much they're comfortable in gains realization or the initial amount of tracking error. And then, of course, in the ongoing management, we will then continue to try to loss harvest and maintain the acceptable limit in tracking error.
That's great. People love choices, so I think that's great to hear. If we were to pivot a bit to more active equity strategies, within those, we generally see a higher tracking error with those. And while that higher tracking error isn't necessarily a bad thing, it's very important to understand what are the drivers of that tracking error. So what are some guardrails that you put around your portfolios when thinking about that and those contributions to risk?
Yeah, this is a very important point. So tracking error is a desirable outcome in an active strategy. What do I mean by that? So a minute ago, we talked about how tracking error can be outperformance or can be underperformance. Well, if you're hiring an active manager, your hope is that you're going to get outperformance or what you might call upside tracking error. And so that tracking error is being pursued for a reason. And usually it's the active manager has an investment philosophy that they have identified ways to identify good performing stocks from poor performing stocks. And so they're actively seeking out changes or differences from the benchmark in an effort to outperform. When you look at kind of the broad swath of money managers, so most managers that use a fundamental approach to stock selection, the main thing that they're doing to manage tracking error is they're trying to figure out what securities they want to own and in what weight. Oftentimes, they're also mindful of their sector and industry exposures. Then when we look at quantitative managers, they're doing those things as well, but we're also using a sophisticated risk model and sometimes optimization techniques to also try to manage our exposures to individual factors, style factors, as we like to call them. So there is a spectrum of management types and management approaches to tracking error. But in the active space, it's all about trying to get tracking error for a good reason to outperform the market.
Absolutely, John. So taking a little turn, in our circles, we'll often throw around terms like common factor risk or stock specific risk or even beta. And how do those come into play when you are managing risks for products like your direct indexing or even beyond into other active equity strategies?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've focused so far just on this one metric, tracking error, which is a really good kind of catch-all metric for looking at the potential risks in a portfolio. But it is very important to be mindful of the sources of that tracking error. And so you mentioned things like beta or other style factor exposures. So in our direct indexing strategies, we're also very mindful to put guardrails around our individual factor exposures and also our individual stock weights. And why do we do that? Well, different factors have different volatilities. And so a small exposure to one factor like beta could have big implications relative to other factors. So it's just important for us to manage the tracking, the distribution of our risks that go into creating that overall tracking error figure.
So we've talked about quite a bit today. What is one key thing that you want investors to remember about balancing that tracking error with either the tax-managed alpha or just active returns in general?
I like the way you put it. It is a balancing act. And I think the most important thing that I want people to take away is that if you're going to take on tracking error, you need to do it with intention and with discipline. So in the direct indexing framework, you may be willing to accept some tracking error in pursuit of tax alpha. In an active strategy, you'll take on tracking error to try to outperform the benchmark. But the most important thing is the understanding of the sources of that tracking error. And you never want your investors to be surprised by an unexpected outcome.
No, you certainly don't. So, well, thank you so much for joining me here today. I've had a blast talking about this. I could do this all day, but really appreciate your insights here on tracking error.
Thank you, Jen.
And to our audience, thank you for joining us on Spring Talk.
Visit allspringglobal.com to receive more market insights and investment perspectives from Allspring Global Investments. To hear the latest from our thought leaders on the ever-changing investment landscape, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening and joining us on the road to investing elevated.
Allspring Global Investments does not provide accounting, legal, or tax advice or investment recommendations. Any tax or legal information in this document is merely a summary of our understanding and interpretations of some of the current income tax regulations and is not exhaustive. Investors should consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. Tax alpha refers to the additional value or returns generated in an investment portfolio by incorporating strategies that minimize tax liabilities, such as tax loss harvesting. Tax alpha is based on historical performance and does not represent future results. Tax loss harvesting is the selling of investments at a loss so that losses can be used to offset gains on the sale of other investments, thereby reducing capital gains tax owed. Proceeds from the sale may be used to purchase similar securities to maintain the general composition of the investment portfolio. There are several investment-related risks associated with tax loss harvesting. There is potential that the tax loss harvesting may, 1, negatively affect the overall performance of an investor's portfolio, and 2, result in a temporary overweight and or underweight of certain sectors, securities, and or cash in an investor's portfolio that influences performance, and Allspring will not consider any other account that the investor may have. Tax loss harvesting involves the risks that the new investment could perform worse than the original investment and that transaction costs could offset the tax benefit. Allspring may repurchase securities for an account after the end of the tax loss wash sale period at a price higher or lower than that for which they were sold. Allspring will not attempt to harvest every tax loss that occurs in an account. Securities sold for the purpose of tax loss may or may not be repurchased by Allspring for the selling account following the 30-day wash sale period. Allspring cannot prevent wash sales that may occur in other accounts besides the account to which the tax loss harvesting was applied. Furthermore, Allspring cannot prevent wash sales that may occur due to investor or financial advisor requests that impact trading in the account. Investment strategies that seek to enhance after-tax performance may be unable to fully realize strategic gains or harvest losses. This material is provided for informational purposes only and is for professional, institutional, and qualified clients, investors only, not for retail use outside the U.S. Recipients who do not wish to be treated as professional, institutional, or qualified clients investors should notify their Allspring contact immediately. This content and the information within do not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where or to any person to whom it would be unauthorized or unlawful to do so and should not be considered investment advice, an investment recommendation, or investment research in any jurisdiction. Investment risks. All investments contain risk. Your capital may be at risk. The value, price, or income of investments or financial instruments can fall as well as rise and is not guaranteed. You may not get back the amount originally invested. Past performance is not a guarantee or reliable indicator of future results. Allspring Global Investments is the trade name for the asset management firms of Allspring Global Investments Holdings LLC, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR LLC and Reverence Capital Partners LP. These firms include but are not limited to Allspring Global Investments Luxembourg SA, Allspring Funds Management LLC, Allspring Global Investments LLC, Allspring Global Investments UK Limited, Allspring Global Investments Singapore Private Limited, Allspring Global Investments Hong Kong Limited, and Allspring Global Investments Japan Limited. Unless otherwise stated, Allspring is the source of all data, which is current or as of the date stated. Content is provided for informational purposes only. Views, opinions, assumptions, or estimates are not necessarily those of Allspring or their affiliates, and there is no representation regarding their adequacy, accuracy, or completeness. They should not be relied upon and may be subject to change without notice. Any benchmark referenced is for comparison purposes only, unless specified. Tracking error measures the extent to which a manager's performance mimics that of a benchmark. The value is the standard deviation of the difference between a fund's performance and a benchmark's performance. Tracking error is based on historical performance and does not represent future results. Standard deviation is the square root of the sum of squared deviations from the mean. It is often used as a measure of volatility, variability, or risk. Standard deviation is based on historical performance and does not represent future results. CFA and Chartered Financial Analyst are trademarks owned by CFA Institute. Alpha measures the excess return of an investment vehicle, such as a mutual fund, relative to the return of its benchmark, given its level of risk as measured by beta. Alpha is based on historical performance and does not represent future results. Beta measures fund volatility relative to general market movements. It is a standardized measure of systematic risk in comparison with a specified index. The benchmark beta is one by definition. Beta is based on historical performance and does not represent future results. Copyright 2025 Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC. All rights reserved.